Sangika Madhyamika school, who says there's nothing exists from its own side, merely imputed by mind. So that's what the Prasangika Madhyamika say, right? So then they will have to agree, you know, with the Prasangika Madhyamika. And in their system, Prasangika Madhyamika is like, you know, falling into nihilism. So for them it will become like, you know, falling into nihilism, like the Prasangika Madhyamika. So here, you know, it is a very brief description about, you know, these terms and schools. So of course you will not have the whole knowledge, the full knowledge from here. And so if you're really interested, you know, to know more about these kind of philosophies, then, you know, there are other more extensive texts, you know, that describes about these different schools. So you can study on those.
And the knowledge, education, and knowledge, they only learn it. And the Buddha teaches it. You see, I'll come to you. And then, even Buddha says, oh, she has. I'll come to you.
So if you don't go back, you know, if you don't, you know, go back and you know, study at home and just come here, you know, and talk for 1.5 hours like that, it will be really difficult to understand or know anything. So, you know, even though, you know, you don't understand much, but still you leave imprint in your mind because you hear and, you know, we discuss. So, so still you don't lose anything. So, if, you know, instead of coming here, if you went to a movie tonight, you wouldn't have achieved even a half of the virtue that you achieved from here today. No, in Chaitanya Mahāprabhu's school, it's from both sides. From its own side, partly from its own side, and partly from the mind labeling it. In the Chaitanya Mahāprabhu's school. Okay? If it's only from its own side, then it will be the same as external object, right? So which Chaitanya Mahāprabhu's school doesn't accept. It's only from its own side. It's not only from its own side. It's not only by imputed by mind. It's like it's existed from its own side also, and it's also labeled by the mind. Yes, yes. Yeah, the Prasangika Madhyamika says it's only from, it's merely imputed by mind. It's nothing, not even an atom of it existed from its own side. You know, the mountain is the name of the mountain, right? Name for the mountain. So before that thing, which is called mountain, was given a name mountain, there was no mountain, right? Think about it. But there is no mountain. What was it called? It was not. What was it called? Yeah, but what was it called? It was not mountain, but it had something, some other name, right? It didn't have the name mountain, but it had some name. That's what Geshe-la said earlier, right? If before you call it mountain, there was no mountain. But there was a basis for the mountain. There was the basis, but there wasn't a mountain. Mountain came into existence after it's called mountain. Why? Because, you know, it's not called mountain. You're not thinking. You're not thinking, you know. We're not saying that there's nothing there, you know. There is a thing, but it's not mountain. It's not mountain until it's called mountain. There is this, you know, of course, you know, there is a thing.
When the Chana made a chip,
Same with you, you know, when you were born, this little girl, right, infant, that's there. But it was not called Windy until it was given the name Windy. So whatever it is, you know, whatever thing it is, external or internal, it all depends on the name. But there's nothing, you know, which exists without the name. The child is seeing the mountain. It's just the child doesn't know the language. Otherwise, there was a mountain labeled. You know, that thing is labeled as mountain before he was born. So there is a mountain. He is looking at a mountain.
Yeah.
Like before Geshe-la knew English, you know, there was English language, right? So before in the minor school, it says before the name was given, before the name was given to that thing, that thing didn't exist. So like, you know, before she was given the name Windy, you know, when you see this girl, you will not have the mind, you will not have a thought thinking this is Windy. You will not have that. So there's no thought, no mind, you know, thinking that, oh, this is Windy, before she was given the name Windy. So when you know that, you know, things like this by depending on the name, you know, you know that the things like this, you know, as a, you know, by depending on something. So when you know that things like this, you know, by depending on something, then you know that, you know, then you come to, you know, then you don't have that strong grasping, thinking that things like this without depend on something. So when you understand that things like this, you know, by depending on something, that much you come close, you know, to understand, you know, to not to grasp it, the things existing independently. So when you understand that things like this, when you, you know, things like this by depending on, you know, other things, then that much closer you come to understand emptiness. Yeah, Shash.
What's the
definition?
So,
like, you know, the dualistic is like, you know, seeing two as a different. Two as a different, like subject and object. You know, it's just seeing as not connected. Like there is objects over there far away and subjects here, and seeing as if they don't have any connection. So that is mistaken. It's not that they don't have some connection, they don't have any relation. They have a very strong relation because they are born from the same substantial cause. So therefore they are of the same substances. Therefore, they are of some same substance, but seeing that them as a different substance, you know, is dualistic. That's mistaken. Okay, we stop here.